when this first originated and we heard, you know, about this virus in China, you're kind of, well, I was definitely thinking to myself, God, you know, thank God things like that don't happen in Ireland. And whether it's naive or wishful or hopeful thinking, you know, that was a thought I had. And then it starts spreading and you see, you know, the struggles that's happening in Italy right now. And it's terrible, the situation you're in. You're thinking, you know, God, hopefully that won't happen in Ireland still. And, you know, it's still very wishful, but now it's here and it's very real. And I think, you know, we can't be wishful any longer. The professionals have told us what we need to do. And, you know, it's completely in our control. Nobody has been asked to do something they're not capable of, or like you're essentially being asked to do nothing, you know, which is strange. And I think maybe the hardest thing for society and for young people is that we're so used to such a busy life of go, 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 constantly doing things, that, you know, change is difficult for everyone as a human race. And, you know, we've had a few days now, the lockdown is here, and I think people, you know, just need to make good choices. At the end of the day, all you can control is the next 5 minutes and where you choose to spend them. And you'll be doing yourself and everyone else a huge favour. And, you know, that's the great thing about people in Limerick. We pulled together, and hopefully now, you know, that was the end of it last night. And, you know, it's only 2 weeks. It's a short time frame in the, you know, in the grand scheme of things. And I think everyone has different things. You know, as I said, we're constantly busy. You know, I have lists of things that if I wasn't so busy, oh, these are the things that I'd, you know, try to get done, whether it's, you know, putting files over on my hard drives, or even if it's enjoyable things, like, you know, I've books there for months sat on my table that I'm waiting to read. And, you know, now we have a great opportunity to do it. You know, and I think we've seen the goodwill of people all around Limerick, businesses, restaurants, you know, all pulling together. So the support of each other is there. It's just, you know, the hard thing right now seems to be to do nothing, but it's a decision that everyone has to make. You know, and it's one that can be done. I do think people of Limerick will do it.